Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio. What's up, sports world? Welcome to Locker Room Talk Radio, brought to you by All Day Sports USA. I'm your host, Coach Gary Ward Jr., a.k.a. All Day, the one who knows about the X's and O's. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a show for you today. My panel will be on momentarily, but I'd like to thank everybody for tuning in to episode 37 of Locker Room Talk Radio, bringing you the real raw radio for the real sports fan. The number to call, 858-777-8433, and make sure when you call in, press 1 on your mobile device, and we will let you through. And once again, press 1 on your mobile device, because if you don't press 1, then we're not going to be able to listen to you, and your opinion is very valuable to us here at Locker Room Talk Radio. So at the end of the day, here at Locker Room Talk Radio, we like to open up each show with a segment called Dominant Athletes at Media News, or what we like to call it here at Locker Room Talk Radio, Damn. There's a lot of damning going on. Boy, there was a lot of things going on Sunday. But before we get all up in the action, shout out to my New York Football Giants. I know everybody talk about it's a horrible Washington Redskins team. I get it. All that good stuff. I get it. But guess what? There was a lot of close games. There's a lot of games that shouldn't have been as close as they were. So just marinate on that for a little bit. But tonight's game, Pittsburgh Steelers, Cincinnati Bengals, that's going to be an interesting one, because at the end of the day, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe that Pittsburgh is going to win this one either. And give Professor X-Factor some time to get on this line. He is going to just go ham on the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's been doing it forever, so, and like it's nothing new. But okay, but let me just say this. The Steelers now have an opportunity, and I have to agree with Professor, and sometimes I don't agree with him, but in this case, I have to agree with him. This is going to be the time, and this is going to be the year that we're going to find out if Mike Tomlin can coach a team without his best player on the field. We're going to find that out. And right now, it's not looking very good for him. It really isn't. But let me get into these scores real quick before I get into these stories. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the Green Bay Packers 34-27. New York Football Giants, yes, my New York Football Giants, beat the Washington Redskins 24-3. The Dolphins lose again to the San Diego Chargers 30-10. The Raiders beat the Colts. This one was a surprise one for me. I just knew Indianapolis was going to get up in them, but they didn't, 31-24. The Panthers beat the Texans 16-10. The Chiefs beat the Lions and the nail biter 34-30. That actually was a good game. The New England Patriots. Yeah, I'm going to sound like a hater. Y'all barely, you hear me? You barely beat the Buffalo Bills. Just squeaked by them 16-10. The Browns slapped the Baltimore Ravens 40-25. The Titans beat the Falcons 24-10. Yo, what the hell is going on with the Atlanta Falcons? I don't know. I don't get it. Okay, that's for another time. The Buccaneers, this one here, man, 55-40. Where the hell was the defense at? But I just want to know how the hell was Tampa Bay able to put up 55 damn points? That's crazy to me. That's crazy to me. But, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is, ladies and gentlemen. And, ladies and gentlemen, I have some technical difficulties, so please just bear with me. I'm going to put my show on mute and I shall return. Hold on.